it's just insane the amount of things that you can stretch to without going, I'm so stressed. I have to get this done. This is so hard. And I observed my languaging. I was just like, let's go. Let's get it done. This is what we do, right?
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retail associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multimillionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started.
Everyone, welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And if you have not joined the Own It 64 challenge, I'm telling you, there's still a couple days left. Even one day is going to rock your world, change your life. I have been absorbing so much Tony Robbins YouTube videos right now because I'm really just in this place of getting ready for the challenge, being in this challenge. And he's one of my favorite teachers of all times. I literally have gone to UPW, which is Unleash the Power Within. If you guys have not gone, it's one of his incredible events where you can radically shift in a weekend. And it has happened for me over and over and over again. And I'm sharing this because last night in bed, Chris and I were talking. We're actually running a mastermind right now, a two-day virtual mastermind that goes all day long. We have a bunch of teachers. We teach, we facilitate the whole thing. And it's literally the best group of humans ever. I'm obsessed with them. And we were thinking back to even 3 years ago when this started. And they used to be events that would just really, really wear on us. They would really drain us, not in a bad way, but in a, wow, I am tired. I can't do another thing. I have to take 3 days off. Like afterward, okay, we take a day off. And we were just looking at just how all of these different things throughout our life that we would do, you know, maybe 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, our capacity was so much lower. And what I mean by that is our capacity to do a ton of different things, maybe either at once or all of these different things in our life. And I'm not saying that you need to load up your life with a million different things, but what I am saying is when you get more and more aligned and the more that you start disciplining yourself in this new way of how you want to be and how you want to show up, your capacity expands. Also, along with all of these maybe experiences that you're considering are challenging, maybe we change our language too. This is so expanding. Wow, this is expanding my capacity right now. And maybe you change your language from, I'm so stressed, to, wow, I'm feeling really stretched right now. And I know that this is expanding my capacity and my capabilities. Because I looked back at what we were doing. So yesterday, I ran the Fast Foundations Mastermind with Chris and our incredible freaking team. And I also recorded a podcast on lunch break. And on lunch break, I also did a interview for somebody that I want to use also for some things in light pink. And on some downtime, I wrote some emails and we just held so much space throughout that. And in the morning, I did a 4-mile run and also wrote an email out to my list where these things would have like been stretched out over days and days for me. And it's just insane the amount of things that you can stretch to without going, I'm so stressed. I have to get this done. This is so hard. And I observed my languaging. I was just like, let's go. Let's get it done. This is what we do, right? So really observing what you're giving your energy to and the things that we put negative language around, just meaning like, this is so hard. Oh my God, this is so tough. We're leaking our energy to that. We're leaking our energy all day to, I can't believe that on my lunch break, instead of getting to eat and deflate and just take a minute to myself, that I have to go record an interview with somebody. Like instead going, oh my gosh, okay, look how proud I am of this. We're just moving from one thing to the next. I can do hard things. This is expanding me. This is stretching me. Look at what I'm doing. I'm so proud of myself. And I'm not saying to hustle and burn yourself out because I don't feel burnt out at all right now. I am saying observe if you feel that way and definitely, you know, put in some downtime, but you can do things so much harder than you think. You can do so much more than you think and you may not feel that way right now. So listening to this, I do not expect you to be like, yeah, I feel that way. I can be stretched. I can do all the things. No, you're probably going to still be like, this is okay. This is tough. I'm observing where this is tough. But when it's tough, that's where it's stretching and expansive. So I want you to start to try replacing those words. Like even if you're in a tough conversation, if you have a tough conversation coming up, be like, okay, let's look at my day. What are the expansive things that I get to do that are going to take me to that next level? Because we don't get to go there without doing them. We don't get to go there without stretching out and being able to be the container that can fit more. I'm going to use this example that I thought of a little while back over and over again. I literally just want to write a book about it because it's just so true. It's about how glass can expand to hold more, right? But how it does that is, so, okay, let's back up. So a glass can be put in the fire, right? And turn into a small glass. Let's just say it's a drinking glass right now. And that drinking glass gets put back on the shelf and starts seeing how all of these other containers or drinking glasses or these things coming out of the fire are these large water pitchers, right? Or maybe it's a large fishbowl that can hold a ton of water. And the glass starts to say, wait, I want to be big like that. Like, I want to hold all that. I want to hold those fish. I want to hold all that water. And the glassmaker says, yeah, you can absolutely do that. It's just how long I have to put you in the fire and if you're willing to be in there. And the glass says, yeah, I'm totally willing to stretch out and be put in the fire. So the glass blower puts him back in the fire and he starts screaming, oh my God, this is so hard. This is so painful. I don't think I want it anymore. And the glass blower says, just a little while longer, you're going to be able to hold so much more. And so the glass stays in and has faith and comes out and it's a little bit bigger and it can hold so much more water. And he's so excited and he's like, this is great. I'm loving holding all of this water. But he looks around and says, I think I can do more. I want to hold more. I see more that I want to fit in here. So he goes back in again. He has to go in the fire. You guys, the moral of the story is in order to stretch and in order to expand, you have to go and sit in that fire again. You have to be grateful for it because every time you come out on the other side, you are going to be stretched. But you have to willingly, right? Willingly, not just like, oh shit, here it is again. You have to willingly look at those things and say, that's how it changes. I have to go to the places and do the things that I don't want to do because on the other side of that is exactly what I want. That thing that I'm avoiding, that conversation I don't want to have, that person I have to lovingly let go of, whatever that is, that's where you're going to find what it is that you want. You have to go back in the fire to be stretched. We have to start looking at these things in our life that can be expansive. We have to start understanding that discipline is pure freedom. Discipline is joy. Doing the challenging things are going to be what help you own your future, you guys. So if you haven't yet gone to Own Your Future, I definitely want you to go check it out. It's ownit64.com. Even if you get a day out of it with my favorite teachers, it's going to change your life. Go to ownit64.com and let me know if you're doing it. And if not, I just want to tell you, I'm so grateful for you always tuning in, taking me on walks, taking me in the car, wherever it is that you're taking me. I'm so grateful. I know that I get to count those calories, right? If I'm on a run or a walk, great. That's fantastic. I appreciate it. I'll have an extra burger tonight. All right, you guys, until next time, I'm so grateful for you. Earn your happy. Bye-bye.